Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Laramie Guitars presents two verses in a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino
and the Music Row Show.
Woo! All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are having our second annual late night picking party.
That's
at
right.
The Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. Where are we, Hino?
We are in the beautiful Crystal Creek restaurant and performance venue.
How about
awesome.
This, huh? You guys love Crystal Creek?
Yeah. It is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, before we forget to mention, you can find us on themusicrowshow.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at themusicrowshow and Facebook at themusicrowshow, and then lots of other places.
Instagram and
Blue Highways TV.
And you're periscoping now,
and
whatever
we're periscoping
that is.
Now, just because all the crazy kids are doing it. But hey, Scott, you know what? We're on Blue Highways TV, and guess what? We're on Dish now.
This is very exciting for us. You know, we've been on TV for about 3 years, but the Dish Network has just picked up Blue Highways TV. We are now in 22 million homes around the country, and we are so excited to be sharing the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival with all of America.
That's right.
And we got some great writers here. Hino, why don't you introduce them for us?
Absolutely. Well, right to my right here, we got the amazing Scott Reeves.
Hey!
It's not every day that we have a bona fide soap opera star and hit songwriter in the house. He's an Emmy Award-winning actor, not only on General Hospital, but on Young and the Restless as well. Had a great band called Blue County. You might remember their hit, Good Little Girls, as well as a hit songwriter for other artists, like the number one song, Made in America, for Toby Keith, which I believe he wrote with
Bobby Pinson.
He's a great guy. And and then over here, we got Mark Narmore.
Hey,
all right, Mark.
Mark has got over 70 songs cut to his credit right now. He's had songs recorded by folks like Josh Turner and John Michael Montgomery, Shenandoah, Black Hawk, Craig Morgan, and the list just goes on and on. Lots and lots of people. You know about his song, That's What I Love About Sundays, which was a great hit for Craig Morgan. His hit for Black Hawk, that like there ain't no yesterday. And we are just so thrilled to have both of you on.
Thank you, buddy.
Scott,
thank you.
Mark, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank
Woo!
You. Yeah. So, okay, Scott.
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand that I'm asking this question not with any joking involved. This is with utmost respect and awe for your career, okay? We've never had the chance to ask a hit songwriter what it's like to be in a Friday the 13th movie. Because I grew up on those movies.
Yeah.
That is, there goes my guitar.
Yeah. We can get that replaced.
Hold on, my heart just broke. No, seriously, I grew up with those movies, and you were, I think it was 8, right?
Part 8.
So by that time, yes. Jason's an icon. And you know, they're goofy movies, but still you're like, oh, my gosh, that's Jason.
Yeah.
Talk about that
for
a minute.
Well, you know, I've been so blessed in my career life. I've gotten to do movies and television and pursue a music career on a level I never dreamed I would be able to pursue it at. And so early on in my acting career, I said, well, you know, if I ever do one of those horror movies, I want it to be in one of those franchises that's kind of legendary.
Iconic, yeah.
It's iconic, yeah. And so Friday the 13th, Part 8 came up, and I heck yeah, I'll do this.
Part 8.
Yeah. And we thought we thought we were doing Shakespeare at the time. This was going to be the best one ever.
He took Manhattan, right?
He took Manhattan. Yes, he took Manhattan. And I didn't die. I was one of two people who didn't die.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
We led Jason to his death.
Wherefore art thou, Jason? Forsooth.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. Well, how about playing us a song, and we'll chat more here in a bit.
I'd love to. All right. This is a song that I was going to play a song. I was going back and forth as to whether to play a song that y'all knew or not. First, and I thought, no, you know, I'm going to play a new one that has impacted some people lately and impacted me when I was writing this. I wrote this with my good buddy Trey Matthews and Riley Weston. And it's helped a few people get through some rough stuff this past year. So it's called Waiting on a Train. I sit on the porch, I rock back and forth, waiting for you to come home. I know where you are, but I swear that's your car. Till it drives on by, then it's gone. Your clothes are still hanging, your t-shirts are still in the drawer. Your shoes are still under the bed where I sleep alone. The porch light's left on just in case it was just a bad dream. It's gonna get better, can't go on forever, they say. Time heals the pain, but it's not. It's like sitting at a bus stop waiting on a train. I'll never forget that very last kiss. You said that you'd miss me and wouldn't be long. I waited all night, something didn't feel right. When that call wasn't you on the phone. There's days that I'm angry and days that I can't reach the door. And days that I don't leave this room where I sleep alone. The porch light's left on just in case it was just a bad dream. It's gonna get better, can't go on forever, they say. Time heals the pain, but it's not. It's like sitting at a bus stop waiting on a train. Maybe he took you 'cause only the good die young. But I'm still wishing you were here where I sleep alone. Porch lights left on just in case it's just a bad dream. It's gonna get better, can't go on forever, they say. Time heals the pain, but it's not. It's like sitting at a bus stop waiting on a train.
Wow. Nice.
Thank you.
Man, that was nice. All right.
Very nice. Mark, you got a song in you?
Well, how do you follow that, man? Whoa.
Well, let's see here.
It's
true. I'm sure you
something
got a couple
that has
in
nothing
your
to do with mass transit.
There we go. Sure, I'll pull out one from yesteryear. And it's actually my first song I got recorded by the group Shenandoah. And those guys were down in Muscle Shoals, and I was there, too, about 1989, and sort of knew what they were cutting and sort of, I guess, targeted those boys. It's a good lesson for songwriters. Yes, yes, indeed, target artists, right, for them, you know.
That's interesting, okay.
All right. Wrote this one by myself, and young boy, too, 21 years old, so I was always... proud that I, you know, achieved that as a soul, right? He owns a big estate just south of Savannah and a high-rise hotel in downtown Atlanta. Half the state of Georgia to his name, thank you. She'd be set for life. His colonial manor laid the world at her feet on a silver platter. But all I had to offer her was the moon. And she took the moon over Georgia.
Georgia. She'd rather have a million stars in the sky than a gold mine. She took the moon over Georgia when it came down to his world of mine. She took the moon over Georgia. A little country house in need of expansion. Well, it's a far cry from his South Georgia mansion, but we've got our own paradise. Shadow dancing till dawn, full moon shining, and those occasional clouds all have a silver lining. There really must be something about that old yellow line. 'Cause she took the moon over Georgia. She'd rather have a million stars in the sky than a gold mine. She took the moon over Georgia when it came down to his world of mine. She took the moon over Georgia. She took the moon over Georgia.
Thank y'all.
Beautiful.
Wow. Okay, well, all right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more questions, music questions for Scott now.
That's right.
And some more music from Scott Reeves and Mark Narmore. You're listening to the Music Row Show. We are having our late night picking party at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival.
Right here at Crystal Creek, and we will be back in just a few minutes on the Music Row Show. Show. We are here with Scott Reeves and Mark Narmore. We're here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival at beautiful Crystal Creek.
We're having our second annual late night picking party, and it is late at night.
It is late at night.
My goodness. I'm usually in bed 3 hours ago.
That is true.
What have we done?
Now, hey, Mark, you know, you grew up in the Muscle Shoals area. How did that influence you musically?
Man, it just soaked up the kind of funkiness and blues. I think all those all those people around there were so funky. But also there was a church influence, it seemed like, on me and a lot of the people. So I think a lot of that came out of church.
Really?
Kind of gospely.
Nice.
Kind of black church.
Kind of heard a little bit of that in that last song, yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Especially, yeah.
It really did influence me, you know, in a core way, I think, especially when I perform. It pops out, rears its head.
All right.
Well, you've had 11 songs recorded by Josh Turner, recorded and co-written, I should say.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of young writers, when they first come to Nashville, their strategy is, it's simple. I'm just going to write with Garth Brooks. Uh-huh. I'm just going to write with a big star.
Right.
So what's the secret to writing with the big star?
That's really a good question, because it's just kind of like random choice. Pick your favorite, somebody that compels you, that sings really great.
Yeah.
And I guess you just have to kind of roll the dice and bet on them that that's going to happen, you know.
So, in other words, you're writing with them before they're a big star.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the secret That's the secret, because I think these kids think they're going to get in and just say, yes, hello, Florida Georgia Line, I'm here. You're welcome. I'm here to write with you. But you gotta instead of worrying about who the star is, go find people that you genuinely like to write with or like their music.
I think so, yeah. And I know the odds are long in anything in this business, but, yeah, I think you could, if somebody compels you, you really should get with them and get four or five people that maybe become big stars, you know.
Right. All right. Well, how about one more song, Mark?
Sure.
All right.
I wrote this with Adam Dorsey, who's from Los Angeles originally, and he had kept this title. And he knew I was a Muscle Shoals country boy and knew about after church eating butter beans, you know, at those family dinners after church, and green beans and rolls. And so we wrote this in an afternoon in Nashville, probably about 2004. Craig Morgan recorded it. Sunday best, and he's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's a Martin's walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid that broke a window last week. Miss Betty likes to sing off-key, and the pew behind me is what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways, every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick an SEC football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. Stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Gatlinburg Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, you know it's about time. Well, they got 35 cents off a grand round. Mama, cut the coupon out. It's what I love about Sunday. Cat napping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up to take a walk down a back road. Tackle box and a cane pole. Carve our names in that water oak. And steal a kiss as the sun fades. It's what I love about Sunday. Have a hallelujah good time. A smile on everybody's face. Raymond's in his Sunday best, and he's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. Thank y'all.
Man, that was nice.
Fantastic.
Now, Scott, I'm wondering, for you, is there a correlation or a connection between songwriting and acting where you're having to get into character of the person you're either portraying or writing about? Or
absolutely, man. Yeah. There's, you know, there's definitely parallels, you know, where you kind of put yourself in a, if it's something. My favorite way to write is from an inspired place, obviously, yeah. But it's also fun, and Mark and I have done this, and we've pretended to put ourselves in someone else's shoes in another situation, and especially songs we write that if it was really inspired, my wife wouldn't be real happy about it. So they have to, you kind of have to make it up.
Sure. It's not about you, dear, not at all.
Yeah. But it's fun, yeah. So definitely it's storytelling.
And
it's creating characters and songs like that. But
so are you one of those writers or singers who would never write a character in a song that you wouldn't be comfortable singing about? You know, like a song, you know, like the old singers used to do. They sang about going to jail or killing somebody, that kind of thing.
Oh, no, those are usually the more fun characters to play.
All right, good, yeah.
You know, I love those are more fun to play when you're acting and when you're, you know, creating a character in a song.
All right.
And telling a story, so.
Well, we'd love to hear another one
from
you.
Yeah, man. All right. I think I'm going to do my last one. This is going to be one that was inspired, actually. It was initially inspired by my grandfather, and who's not with us anymore. And he was the salt of the earth. Me and my buddy Bobby Pinson wrote this. And he was an amazing man and taught me pretty much everything I knew in life. And so this was for him. Spent his life living off the land, dirty hands and a clean soul. Breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel that isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm, Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for fat. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. The WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench ain't prejudice. He's just made in America. Thank you. This is for you, Grandma. He loves his wife. She's that wife. She decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule and she teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says a pledge of allegiance anyway. She's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm, Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for tax. Back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. The WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America. He was born in the heartland. He raised up a family. King James and Uncle Sam. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for tax. Back says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. The WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America. Made in America. Yeah, my grandpa, he was that old man. He was made in America. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, now you're going to come back and do a full show with us, and you're going to bring your lovely daughter, because she's an amazing singer-songwriter as well. And Mark, you're going to have to come back and visit with us. We're going to set that up soon.
People can find you, Scott, facebook.com/ScottReeves.
Correct.
All right. How about you, Mark?
We're marknarmore.com.
NARMORE.
Right.
MarkNarmore.com. All right. Give it up for these guys, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
It was an honor. Thank you.
So it's the witching hour, but we're still not done.
We got one more set coming up.
We got Danny Wells, and I don't even know who else he's bringing on.
I think we got the great Kim Williams with us.
I don't know who he's bringing on. I'm afraid. I'm a little frightened at what's about to happen.
Oh, stick around and find out. We'll be right back here on the Music Row Show. Show. We are back here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival here at the beautiful Crystal Creek.
That's right, and great food, great wait staff, and we've actually played here before.
We have.
It's just a killer room. We really enjoy this, and tonight we're having our second annual
late night picking party.
Late night picking party, and we got some.
Oh my goodness!
We got some monsters of songwriting here.
Absolutely. Well, we start off with the great Doug Johnson over here.
Doug Johnson. Let's see here. Hits for Randy Travis. I probably shouldn't say the names of the songs so you can play them, but
one of them for Clay Walker.
I was saying I probably shouldn't say.
I was trying to help you out there.
No, I know the songs. I was going to say it rhymes with Shmuv like Schmazy. And, you know, just try to make the audience
right.
work for it a little bit.
Right.
No, he has been a publisher. He's been an A&R rep. He's been a great songwriter, a producer.
Label head
and a friend to the show. And he told us a great story when he was on. I don't know if you remember, but he said that on the air, he said that he told Liz Rose to stop spending time with that Taylor girl.
Yeah, because where was that going to go?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, really?
No, I did not.
Oh, he didn't say that. I'm sorry.
Oh, and then next in line here, we got the great Kim Williams. He's written so many great songs.
Yes, we
couldn't possibly list them all tonight.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, yeah. If the Devil Dance in Empty Pockets, one of my favorite for Joe Diffie. Heart is a Lonely Hunter for Reba. And a lot of great songs for Garth Brooks, including Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up, if I can say that. And happens to be the dad of one of our favorite songwriters in town, Amanda Williams. So.
Love Amanda.
Yeah. Amanda, got it. Amanda rocks.
We love her.
She does.
She's great.
And then we got this guy. I mean, he's only written songs for some of the biggest names in country. George Strait, Rascal Flatts, Joe Diffie, Chris Young, Sarah Evans, and on and on and on.
Bubba Finkelstein, don't forget him.
Right. His songs have won CMA and ACM Singles of the Year. He's won Song of the Year, Video of the Year, Best Dressed. I think he won a chili cook-off in Pulaski.
Yeah.
Somewhere, I don't know.
He won the greenest front lawn at his HOA, too.
Did he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. But above all that, he's a genuine nice guy. And again, these are just good friends of the show. We're so happy to have him with us, Danny Wells. All right. Woo! Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the Music Row Show. And you know what? We're going to get off the stage because there's just too much good here.
That's right.
We're just going
to
muck it up.
You don't need to hear us.
Staying here. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Woo!
Well, Dan,
go ahead.
Well, I'm going to write a song that...
You goat head.
I wrote a... You goat head, too. I'm going to write a song that I wrote with the Reverend Kim Williams, who will testify, who will get you in trouble if you don't watch out. A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. And there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them Heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Well, that farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres. Faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children. Did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" As he laid his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hands. And there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. But that's the story that our preacher told last Sunday. As he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see, he said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and that preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me." And there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Yeah, there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Give me Williams.
I'm going to do one I wrote with Garth Brooks a lot of years ago, and I call it the Homicidal Truck Driver song. It's called Papa Love Mama. Yep. Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. Part she couldn't handle was the being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if the kids were all right. Mama would wait for the call to come, but when Papa hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good one, but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the field. Well, it was bound to happen one night it did. Papa came home and it was just us kids. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking to surprises, he was doing fine. Well, I heard him call for Mama up and down the hall. Then I heard the bottle break against the bedroom wall. An old diesel engine made an eerie sound, and Papa fired it up and hit it into town. Yeah, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa Drew was buried in a local motel. The desk clerk said he seen it all real clear. He never had the brakes, he was shifting gears. Yeah, Mama was a looker, Lord, as she shined. Mama was a good but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Hey, Mama's in the graveyard,
Mama's in the field.
I said Mama's in the graveyard, Mama's in the field.
Look out.
Woo. Denny Wells. We just played around a little bit earlier for the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival, and we're hitting on midnight now, are we? It's good stuff. This is this song got it all started for me after I'd been in Nashville for 15 years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, George.
Yeah.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes, a pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus and told me not to tell. Next day I chased her around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. Then Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher put it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how it'll go. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago that we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
Yeah, Danny Wells, everybody. And Kim Williams, Doug Johnson. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of these guys in just a few minutes here on the Music Road Show. So come on back.
Diamonds on the windshield as heaven's.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are here for the second annual late night picking party, and it's actually early morning picking party.
That
now,
is true.
We're having
that
a good
true.
Time. And before we get one more song from y'all, Danny Wells, tell us about Danny Wells Productions, because that's kind of new for me. I was surprised when I saw that website.
Well, I just like to get involved with some of the young talent and produce them sometimes. And it's always good to get the new voices in town because Nashville's always changing. And, you know, you become a giver and kind of help guide them along a little bit. So I like the production stuff.
That's excellent. So the website is?
DannyWellsProductions.com.
Okay. And you can go there if you want to talk to them about songwriting, if you want to actually do a project or – It's kind of a one-stop shop. Yep. So
stock tips, things like that.
Stock tips, yeah. Chili
recipe.
You need a lot of stock tips right now.
Yeah. It's all going down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, well, let's get off the stage, Hina. We're going to get one more round with these guys. Thank you so much. I just can't believe all this talent on the stage right
That's
now.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, next up we got Doug Johnson. He's going to do another great song for us.
All right, thank you. Hey, buddy. So Tim James and I got together one afternoon, and he had just lost his father a couple of weeks earlier, and we were talking about our parents and how blessed we were to be raised by parents that had gone through thick and thin and stayed together, and we just, one of us kind of said, man, they just loved each other like crazy.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with six more mouths to feed. Now, y'all, that's crazy. Just ask him how he did. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be your best friend, tell the truth, and overuse I love you. Go to work and do your best, and don't ask much of common sense. And never let your praying knees get lazy and love like crazy. They called him crazy when he quit his job. Send him home, computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft. Y'all know what? They paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman. Best friend, tell the truth and overuse I love you. Go to work and do your best and don't ask much of common sense. And never let your praying knees get lazy and love like crazy. Always treat your woman like a lady, and never get too old to call her baby, and never let your praying knees get lazy and love like crazy. They called him crazy when they started out. They've been together 58 years now. Y'all ain't that crazy.
Thank you, thank you. Lovely.
Good job, baby. Thank you.
Speaking of crazy.
Speaking of crazy.
Oh, no, you got it.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, darn it.
I'm going to wore it out for the night. We'll do one. Wrote with a couple of friends of mine years ago, David Lewis and Randy Boudreaux. We were all, David's family lived in Texas at the time, and Boudreaux's family was in Louisiana, and my family was in East Tennessee, so we were all away from our family, and so you can get the sentiment from that. But anyway, this was a Joe Dippy cut, album cut, and then it was a David Kirsch single, and then it was a Southwest Airlines commercial, so it's been real good to us. When the sea 30,000 feet above the ground, blue moonbeam on silver wing brings me down, slipping off my coat for the long night flight. I find the note she wrote last night. And I can almost hear those words as I close my eyes. Good night, sweetheart, sleep tight wherever you are. God hold you in his arms while we're apart. And though you're far away, your love will stay tucked away here in my heart. Good night, sweetheart, sweet time, wherever you are. These days I leave the one who needs me more. It's a high price that she paid for these dreams I dreamed. So good night, sweetheart, sleep tight wherever you are. God hold you in his arms while we're and though you're far away, your love will stay tucked away here in my heart. Good night, sweetheart, sleep tight wherever you are. Good night, sweetheart, sleep tight wherever you are.
That's good stuff, man. This is a song I wrote with a couple of friends of mine, Running Into No Love. It's with Jeffrey Steele and Steve Robson. It goes like this. Hey baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, I love it, I really do. No, but Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Well, life throws you curves, and you learn this word. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes like you would be back again. Now wake up, the teardrops, they fall down like rain, and I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. It's not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Woo. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas, married a rodeo cowboy. Wow. That ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there once or twice. Still sorting out a life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, well, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around the sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend, and not until then. Now wake up, the teardrops, they fall down like rain, and I put on that old song we danced to, and then
I head off my job. It's not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Oh, now wake up and teardrops, they fall down like rain. And I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Has changed, punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you, that's what I'm doing these days, these days.
Danny Wells, everybody. Kim Williams, Doug Johnson. Guys, we are so thankful that you guys joined us tonight at our late night picking party. Really late night picking
party. Can we say something, too?
Absolutely.
Every writer that has come in here tonight to play has already done a full show tonight. So
right.
They came in here to play again and share some songs, and boy, we sure do appreciate it. Thank you guys very much. Thank you to Christelle Creek. Thank you to Eric running sound.
Eric, greatest sound guy ever.
And all the volunteers that make up the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival. What's our website? It's smswf.com.
There you go. You said it better than I could. Well, go check out themusicroadshow.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
Wait.
Instagram.
Cindy Reeves, get up
and
here.
And Cindy Reeves.
Woo. Come up here. Smile
our
for
founder.
The camera. This is the founder, organizer, and all around awesome
Nice. All right, everybody. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Music Row Show. Thanks for joining us.